KB Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. High temperatures reach up to 87 today under mainly clear skies, southeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear again tonight, lows of aloft around 60, slight chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, highs of aloft around 84, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 81.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Rita Flores with 13 News. A woman was severely burned at Emporia Simmons Pet Food Plant. Reports say Christina Bush suffered serious burns after boiling water sprayed on her body during a reported system malfunction on Friday. Now, she does have a GoFundMe, and on the GoFundMe, it says that this money will help with bills and travel for treatments. The company is still investigating what happened. And Topeka police are investigating the deaths of two people near Central Topeka. Officers were sent to the 1600 block of Southwest Western Avenue around 4 yesterday, and police say the call was medical in nature. They did add that there is no current threat to the public. Of course, we will keep you updated as soon as we know more information. I'm Raina Flores with 13 News with your latest headlines.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Out here, in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Stress builds up, you have trouble sleeping, maybe your mind is racing and you just don't feel like yourself. So what do? We get help. Lots of people are struggling with their mental health. It's more common than you think. The good news is, there are people in our community who are here for us when times are tough. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world, so we don't feel so alone. One thing you can do is visit loveyourmindtoday.org for simple steps you can take to find the right solution for you. Whether it's hearing stories about what other people are going through, or finding the resources we need to navigate the stresses in our lives. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Soybeans, corn, and hogs are down. Cattle are mostly higher. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Soybeans are lower. Waiting for this afternoon's planting update from the USDA. July beans down 7.5 at 1189. August beans down 7.75 at 1187.25. Corn is lower on fund and technical selling. July corn's down 5.5 at 457.75. September corn's down 4.75 at 465. Live cattle are mostly higher. Feeders are up on oversold signals. June lives down 90 at 248.40. August feeders up 112 at 350.97. Hogs are mostly lower, pressured by demand uncertainties. June lean hogs up 22 at 95.97. July lean hogs down 17 at $100.22. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
When your vehicle needs serious work, don't trust it to just anybody. Take it to Quality Automotive Service and Towing. With more than 20 years of experience, Jake Crone and the crew are ready to handle everything from oil changes and routine maintenance to major mechanical repairs that keep your vehicle running tough and dependable. And through their partnership with DeVore Auto Body and Collision, you've got complete automotive care covered. From body and collision work to dependable towing service when you need help getting there in the first place. Cars, pickups, work trucks, if it's got wheels, they're ready for it. Call Quality Automotive Service today at 785-534-1985 and schedule your appointment.
Call the experts at Sims Fertilizer and Farm Chemical in Osborne, Kansas today to find out what your neighbors already discovered. Sims Fertilizer and Chemical, with over 300 products in stock, they will save you money and time. Call them today at 1-800-821-4289 or visit them at simsfarm.com.
Looking for durable, stylish dining furniture built to last? Come to Domini's Furniture in Downs. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Domini's is the largest chrome craft dealer in a 5-state area featuring a showroom with 21 sets and over 120 chairs in stock. Choose from beautiful finishes like chestnut, walnut, stainless steel, or black nickel, plus a variety of easy-to-clean fabrics and vinyl. With laminated tables in all sizes and chrome craft's industry-leading swivel, tilt, and caster features, you'll find quality and comfort that stands the test of time. Visit Domini Furniture today, where great value meets lasting quality.
Wahoo! Congratulations to Beloit senior Carter Germart for qualifying for the 3A State Golf Championship May 26th and 27th at Lake Shawnee Golf Course in Topeka. Your family and community couldn't be more proud. Now go tee up a win and show the competition you're way above par. Good luck from all of us.
KD Country 94.
A slow start for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is sluggish in this holiday shortened week. Buyers and sellers are preparing for the week's business. Bids and asking prices have not surfaced, and significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week. Business could be interesting this week, especially given the wide price ranges last week. Live deals in the South range from $258 to mostly $260 steady to week from the prior week's weighted averages. Northern dress deals range from $405 to $415, mostly $410 to $412, a dollar lower to a dollar higher than the prior week's weighted average basis. Box beef is higher and sharply higher at midday with solid demand for very light offerings. Choice up $1.98 at $392.25. Select is $4.22 higher at $389.22. In Iowa last week, steers weighing less than 700 pounds were steady to $5 higher. Steers 700 to 850 pounds were $15 lower, and steers weighing more than 850 pounds were $3 higher. Heifers weighing less than 700 pounds sold $5 to $10 higher, and heifers weighing more than 700 pounds were unevenly steady. Medium and large one feeder steers 600 to 641 pounds brought $415.50 to $483. Medium and large one feeder heifer 602 to 649 pounds brought $370 to $460. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday. There were just a handful of negotiated purchases. Processors aren't off to a very aggressive start in their procurement efforts. Demand remains the focal point for this market, especially as supplies of market-ready hogs are ample. Global demand for U.S. pork has had some bright spots, specifically looking at countries like Mexico, but there are still long-term concerns that linger. Summer grilling season is in full swing, which could be an opportunity for domestic demand to tick up, with pork remaining a competitively priced protein in the retail space. The five-day rolling average for barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct is $93.46. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are a dollar lower at $65. At Illinois, slaughter sows were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $47 to $59. And pork values were sharply higher at midday, up $3.39 at $99.65. Bellies, butts, picnics, and hams were all solidly higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. From the Sunflower State to the Women's College World Series, a pair of Kansas softball stars are headed to Oklahoma City. Wamego native and Tennessee freshman Peyton Hardenberger helped the Volunteers punch their ticket to the Women's College World Series with a 2-1 Super Regional win over Georgia. Hardenberg had appeared in 12 innings this season with 14 strikeouts, including a 7-strikeout outing earlier this year. The former Wamego standout was the state's top-ranked recruit coming out of high school. And Topeka native Nyjah Kennedy has headed back to the College World Series with Texas Tech. The Red Raiders rolled past Florida 16-7 in Game 3 of the Super Regional as Kennedy and Texas Tech secured another trip to Oklahoma City. The former Topeka High Star continues to shine nationally, already being selected second overall in the AUSL draft earlier this month. The Women's College World Series begins Thursday in Oklahoma City. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
And we're talking with Lakeside Golf Coach Corey Booker. Coach, going for the championship on your left hand today. You've already won. We believe this will be 5 or 6. We're not quite sure, but we think this is could be 5 in a row today. You've kind of had some adversity this year with some of the kids not playing real well early, and then going to be a bittersweet day today. It will only be bittersweet if you win your 5th or 6th championship. It's already bitter because the Kansas State High School Activities Association voted to not sanction Sand Green Golf anymore after 75 years in the North Central Kansas area, but headed over to Mankato Country Club today to try to win your 5th championship in a row. Just kind of talk about your season so far.
Yeah, we've been a little up and down, not consistent. It seems to be a different golfer, you know, every time out that would have a bad day, and our margin for error isn't as big this year as it has been in the past with golfers, but it's still, we've had some pretty good scores. We shot a 285 over at Tipton the other day, and that's a really good score. They all kind of put it together. So hopefully today we can. It's just been, here and there all season long. We've had one or two that have not golfed as well as they've wanted. And some of that, I think, is they put pressure on themselves, and it makes it a little bit more difficult. But we're looking forward to it, other than the fact it's the last time that we'll probably play in a Sand Green tournament.
Speaking of last time sanctioned by the Kansas State High School Activities Association, kind of your opinion of the decision and where you guys will go from here?
Well, obviously my opinion is going to be negative, and try not to get too carried away with that. But I just think the state was looking out for themselves more than they're looking out for kids. There was really not that big of a reason in my mind to cancel it. I know that they think that they have to have 24 teams to sanction a tournament, and we didn't have 24 Sand Green teams, so we've added some in the past few years here, so we've gotten a little bit larger. But obviously it just wasn't up to what we think, but they don't seem to want to listen to the smaller schools anyway, so it was out of our control.
Coach, as you look at the state championship today, you got 4 really good golfers and then some young guns coming up, but kind of start with Eli Schmidt and Tatum Miller and Kobe Klein and then the Ramos boy. Talk about those 4 young golfers that can really turn it up today to win their 5th state championship.
Yeah, Tatum is my only senior that I have, and she's provided a lot of leader for us this year. She's had a couple of tournaments where she's had some struggles, but for the most part, she's been real consistent and is a really good golfer. We're going to miss her next year with just the way she approaches the game, how hard she works. Eli's been my most consistent. He's the number one golfer for most of the year, and he's had his struggles at times too, but they all work real hard at it and want to be good. And so I'm looking forward to them having a good day. Riker, Remus, and Kobe Klein, they're both underclassmen, and they too can put together a pretty good round, and we hope today that that's what it is. My 5th golfer, Ice Copes, he started the year a little bit slow, but he's really coming on. He's really improving as the years went on, and he pushes them other 4 quite a bit, so it's fun. They like golf, they like to be around each other, and they like to practice, so it's been a good year. Regardless of how some days they golf, they get a little bit more testy about it than I do, I think, because they want to do well. So we're looking forward to today and hope they have a good day.
Coach, you go into a Mankato Country Club that's a little bit longer course than the kids have played at the state championship, a lot of cedar trees, and got some length to it, but really competitive. 4 or 5 teams could win it today, and of course the Melby boy from Pike Valley has been 8 for 8 in tournament championship. Just kind of talk about your competition today.
Well, there's really several schools that have really started coming on. Rock Hills has beat us this year. St. John's has beat us this year. Clifton Clyde's been close to getting us, and Lincoln has been up there too. So a lot more team competition than we've had in the past to push us a little bit. So we hope that we come out and play as well as we can from the start. The Melby boy from Pike Valley has been the most consistent golfer all year. I think he's won every tournament, but he's really a good golfer. So looking forward to it today.
Coach Corey Booker, Lakeside Golf. Let's get that ring on the left hand. You've already got 4 or 5 on the right hand. Let's go get that championship today for the Lakeside Knights.
Yeah, thank you, John. on. I hope they golf and have a good day.
Central Valley Ag, every operation is more than a business. It's a legacy. That's why Central Valley Ag delivers trusted agronomy, grain marketing, feed solutions, and energy products designed to help farmers and ranchers succeed season after season. From expert seed and crop input recommendations to smart grain marketing backed by local knowledge and global reach, Central Valley Ag helps producers make confident decisions. Add in fuel, feed, fertilizer, crop protection, and precision tools, and it's a full lineup built to support agriculture from the ground up. With locations across Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska, Central Valley Ag remains committed to the communities it serves. Learn more at cvacoop.com.
Hey guys, it's Lydia with Katy Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3, and I want to formally invite you to my hometown for this year's Down Celebration. Mark your calendars because it's now less than a month away, happening June 18th through 20th. Enjoy three full days of family fun with free swims, carnival rides from Moore's Greater Shows, kids' bike races, pedal pool, live music, the golf cart poker run, vendor fair, art in the park, alumni events, the Lions Club parade, and so much more. Plus, the beer garden opens nightly for guests 21 and over. Look for signups now at the Downs Chamber Businesses to win up to $25 worth of free carnival tickets. And we'll see you June 18th through 20th in Downs.
Wakanda Boats in Glen Alder, Kansas and Republican City, Nebraska is ready to get you on the water. Just in StarCraft Fishing Pontoons, 20 or 22 foot. Use boats, they've got plenty. Need something special? They'll order it. Plus, 180-month in-house financing is available. Mini rebate and military discounts available now. Call or stop in to one of our locations to learn more. And don't forget, our large lineup of fishing gear, boat gearing, tubes, boards, skis, and Coast Guard approved life jackets. WakandaBoats.com. Let's get you on the water.
Lake Fest is lighting up Wakanda Lake this July 4th. It's Wakanda Lake's Got Talent. Step into the spotlight, show off your talent, and compete for cash prizes. Sing, dance, perform, whatever your talent is, this is your moment to shine. Not a competitor? You're still invited to come out and entertain and be part of the excitement. And there's more. There will also be a call for art at the Wakanda Visitor Center, inviting local artists to showcase their work and creativity for everyone to enjoy. To sign up for talent or get details, contact Lydia at 785-545-4489 or email glenelderradio@gmail.com. Lake Fest 2026. Wakanda Lake's Got Talent. Bring your talent, bring your art, bring the celebration.
School's out, the kids are home, and suddenly everyone's online at once. Streaming movies, gaming with friends, video calls, and scrolling nonstop, all while you're trying to work or relax. That's why you need Cunningham Fiber Internet, built for summer with lightning-fast speeds. Smooth streaming and reliable connections in every room. Fiber keeps the whole family connected, without the buffering battles. Don't let slow internet ruin the fun. Upgrade to fiber and get the speed your family needs. Give one of your local Cunningham Fiber offices a call today to get signed up for Fiber Internet.
It's the best country, KD Country 94.